You're listening to SBS News.
There have been 394 new cases of COVID-19 registered today in Victoria. That's an improvement on recent days. What isn't, though, is the toll of people to have lost their lives to this virus. 17 new deaths have been recorded, making this Australia's deadliest day of this pandemic. 10 of those deaths are linked to aged care. The Victorian death toll from COVID-19 now stands at 210. The national death toll now stands at 295. There are almost 8,000 active cases of coronavirus in Victoria. 634 people are in hospital, 43 of them in intensive care, including a child aged under 10. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews sending the sympathies of the state to the latest batch of those bereaved.
To each of those families, we send our sincere condolences, our sympathies, our best wishes. This will be an incredibly difficult time for them, and I want them to know that they are in our thoughts and prayers as we continue to do everything we possibly can to deal with this second wave and to get beyond it.
Getting beyond that second wave isn't just an effort in terms of physical health. Addressing the mental health of Victorians, today's focus of the government. Victorian officials have announced a $60 million investment, which will try to keep people suffering acute mental illness at home and away from the stress of Victorian hospital emergency departments. Community mental health programs will be extended, and there will be 144 extra acute mental health care beds in various hospitals. There will also be a boost to outreach programs and a counselling service for nurses, midwives and personal care workers. Victorian Mental Health Minister Martin Foley detailing the brutal toll coronavirus and its effects have had on Victorians' mental health, the brunt of which has been borne by the emergency departments of the state's hospitals.
We've seen a 9.5% increase year on year for presentations for self-harm in our emergency departments across all age groups. For young people under 18, we've seen a 33% increase in presentations for people with self-harm in emergency departments. And overall, across all aspects of how mental illness is presented at our emergency departments, we've seen a 23.3% increase in people presenting in those acute settings with a mental illness.
The focus on mental health is shared. Federal Deputy Chief Medical Officer Nick Coatsworth says there's a particularly important focus on young people's mental health, particularly that of those in Year 12 or at university.
Clearly, you don't have to get COVID-19 to be affected by COVID-19. You might lose your job because of COVID-19. You might develop a new mental health issue because of COVID-19. You might be socially or economically affected by COVID-19. There are a whole range of issues. This is not simply what happens at the pointy end of course. You know, it's very hard to speculate on what might happen to a whole, say, generation of Year 12s. That's certainly a focus for education ministries around Australia, including Victoria at the moment, what to do with VCE students. But there are a number of ways that people are supporting students, and whilst that's slightly beyond the health realm, I'm aware that there's a high degree of awareness of the need to support students either at university or at secondary school level.
Lockdowns and other restrictions related to the pandemic are being blamed for the poor mental health of many. Although an attempt to protest Victoria's Stage 4 restrictions outside State Parliament in Melbourne didn't get very far. Six people were arrested for breaching health orders by gathering to protest and refusing to provide identification to police. Once they provided identification, they were released and fined $1,652 each. Meanwhile, the argument over the federal government's JobKeeper payment continues. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says the government is not ruling out further changes to the JobKeeper scheme, but opposition Assistant Treasury spokesman Stephen Jones says the government should be doing more already.
Tinkering with a guideline is not a plan for jobs and it's not a plan for economic recovery. What we want to see from the government is a plan for jobs and a plan for economic recovery.
New South Wales registered 10 more cases of coronavirus today, up from 9 yesterday. There were no other new cases registered in any other Australian state or territory. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.